Nick, and I almost said something I shouldn't have said. I almost said his nickname there, because during games, that's what we say in this household often, especially when he completes a pass. But and I guess I got to be careful learning things about this city where somebody wanted to use the initials of that nickname on T-shirts that may not have been such a good idea if you know about certain, shall we say, groups and subgroups that operate in certain areas. We thank Jay Zawoski, Brian Gertsch, the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz. I also, ahead of time, want to thank Matt Spiegel, who's going to sit in for me tomorrow as I am off tomorrow. Kevin Fishbane, Cody Decker, Pete Futek all joined us, and now it's Lawrence Holmes' turn. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Dan. How are you today?
I'm okay. The Bears are fascinating to me.
I'm sure it's frustrating for them, Dan, that they're like, wait a minute, we are 5-1. Like, let's not forget that. But we're all saying, look, man, Foles is new to this, right? Like, he's the newcomer, so he's looking at this from the vantage point of, man, it's been 3 weeks, man. These people are really serious about their offense. And no, this has been since week 11 of 2018. The offense has not worked. And what we kept being told was, it's that 10 guy. It's his fault. That's the reason why it's not working. And then you make a change and it's still not working. That quote from Matt Nagy could have been last year. It could have been the end of 2018, and it could be right now. And Bears fans would be like, yeah, exactly. You need to. I think that most Bears fans believe that he isn't thinking about running the ball as much as he says he's thinking about running the ball.
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot.
Well, what's weird for me is
he's not an idiot. I agree with him on that.
He's not. Lawrence, even if we look at this in the same context as other Bears seasons we've lived through, it's, welp, I guess it's all about defense. I guess the offense has to manage the game and get out of the way, whether it's 2018 or whether it's Rex Grossman or Kyle Orton, whatever it is.
It's very much 2005.
But here's what's different. The quarterback is 31. It isn't one of these, well, here's a draft pick, or here's a guy who was in the Heisman voting, or here's somebody you traded up to get. The idea of having the quarterback still have an unknown ceiling and still be so promising, that's not there anymore. We know that you've got a wildly volatile quarterback who's capable of being Super Bowl MVP and capable of losing his job to Gardner Minshew. It's the same dude, but it's without this sense of what we might have in this quarterback. It's a different kind of evaluation where you're much more sort of resigned to, maybe it's a little more peaceful place to be, because you're still not, there isn't this lingering hope and dream of the quarterback realizing everything you think he can be.
And it seems like the Bears kind of want to have it both ways, too. They want to tell you about the experience of Nick Foles. And they want to tell you about, well, you know, John DeFilippo worked with him. And Juan Castillo worked with him. And I worked with him. I'm Matt Nagy. And I worked with him, too. And Bill Lazor worked with him. And that this should be a really easy transition for him. And then at the same time say, well, you know, he's got to get used to everything. You know, he's got to get, this is a new system for him. Well, wait a minute. Which one is it? Which one of these things is true? I think that you're right. Like, this is what frustrated me when people were clamoring for, well, they're going to make this move and it's going to change everything. Nick Foles is who he is, and he's played that way through 3.5 or 3.25 games with the Bears. This is the quarterback that he's always been. He is capable of greatness in short spurts. He is capable of hot streaks that make him look better than he actually is. And he's also capable of being benched for Gardner Minshew, who's going to get benched at the end of this season for someone else. Those things have to get, like, we have to, because it's different doesn't necessarily mean that it's better. And I say that as I'm saying, he's better than Mitch. But the difference between the two guys is not as big as people would like to believe it is. And I'm all with the Bears not trying to lie to themselves anymore and say that there's more to Mitch than meets the eye, Transformers. But with Nick Foles, this is about it. Like, this is what it is. It is that horrible interception last week. And it's also the dime touchdown pass that he threw a few weeks ago. So it's really interesting to me. And speaking of things that happened over a year ago, that cut that you played in the segment before with Craig Kenny, am I crazy or did he say FUBU in there? Did he say for us, by us? Was that one of the streaming services that he thinks is out there?
I'd have to listen back because FUBU is a black owned and operated it's a apparel company, right?
If you're a cord cutter and you say I don't really have a cable subscription or a satellite subscription, I'm on, you know, Hulu or Sling or Sony View or FUBU. We're negotiating all of those agreements now.
Wait.
Yes.
He did say FUBU.
I love that Crane Kenny is an investor in FUBU. The community welcomes Crane Kenny with the new stylings of FUBU 2020, the Crane Kenny line. Let's go!
And if you had to draft the last person who would ever wear FUBU, if like you sat down and actually had that draft, I mean, that Crane would be a first-round pick.
Yeah, he'd be a first-round pick. But I also feel like I might be able to convince Crane. Like, I also feel like after...
Oh, he'd do it as a bit, probably. Yeah. He'd remove some Brooks Brothers to put on some FUBU.
I also feel like he'd have us up there in the box, and I'd be like, hey, listen, Crane, I got this awesome T-shirt that I want you to wear, and it's for the community. And he'd be like, okay, great. And here's Crane Kenny. I want by the end of the day, someone over at Cubs to find a FUBU shirt and put it on Crane Kenny and then put it on the Twitter.com.
that would be awesome. I missed that completely because I don't know. I imagine there are services that I don't know exist. But if there's Hulu, I guess Quibi is over right now. There's no more.
Yeah, that happened quick.
Yeah, Quibi, no, quickly gone. Quibi out here. That's Jeff Zuckerberg, right? Isn't that his thing? Yeah, that wasn't working. But the FUBU network. That's awesome.
The Cubs need a whole line of FUBU shirts and hoodies. I mean, here's what we have. We have Crane Kenny talking about FUBU, and we have Pat Hughes. Like, he's out there rocking the Coogee sweater. I mean, it's like the 80s and 90s up in here right now with the Cubs.
Yeah, is he doing it unironically? That's what I can't tell. Because it sounds like that they know it's kind of funny. And they talk about the sweater. I've heard them joke about the sweater. It sounds like it might be at least half ironically done.
I don't know if Pat knows why it's funny. I know why Zach thinks it's funny. Because Zach grew up in New York during the time of Coogee sweaters. And when we gave Pat his hip-hop name a few weeks ago on the show, I don't know if I remember when they were joking about the Notorious B.I.G. on the air, and it just, I love that Pat has the ability to play the ultimate straight man, mm-hmm. like the deadpan, like not going to give you anything. And that's part of the joy I have when I listen to those guys do the broadcast. But I mean, it's like 90s hip hop with the Cubs. I kind of like it, man. Crane Kenny's on that FUBU and Pat is what is someone came up with a great nickname for him? Got a Chance, the rapper for Pat Hughes.
The texters are helping out, by the way. FUBO is a sports centric streaming service, not FUBU. It's FUBO.
I know, but he said FUBU.
See, I didn't even know FUBO. Of FUBO. And Jeff Katzenberg is the name behind, I said Zuckerberg. Jeff Katzenberg was the behind Quibi, the failed medium, I should say. Talking about Pat Hughes, too, I have to say, those Geico commercials about turning into your parents and the doctor, the therapist that helps people from turning into their parents, those are so clever. Those are so funny.
I agree with you.
Oh my God! It's a you know who reads books about submarines. It's like, my dad.
My dad yes. does.
And the best part is like, okay, do we know how to silence our phones? So it says, I don't have silent. Yes, you do. They all the phones do. It's really, that's so dry and so carefully done. You're removing the pillows from the couch. It's like, what are you using, a quarter inch spammer? They're a good choice. No, you hired him. You're not assisting him. You hired him to fix your sink.
I love the commercial basically because it's me in the commercial, because they do all the Halloween stuff where they go up into the attic and they're looking around and it's just creepy. Mm-hmm. And the gecko's like,
oh, the mannequins. Yeah,
that's me. Like, nope, I'm good. I don't need to ever come up here ever again in this whole deal. What are you going to do with your day off?
We are going to visit our daughter.
Nice.
It's we haven't seen her in a long time, and she says she wants a home cooked meal, and we've got an Airbnb, and I'm going to put my roasting pan in the car and I'm going to make her favorite dinner, and we'll hang out there and just spend some time with her because it's been away for a while.
I think that's a wonderful way to do it. So get to it, Dan. I won't keep you any longer. Have fun with your daughter, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Yes, you will. Indeed.
All right, good. We'll be able to preview the Bears game. You are listening to WSCR HD1 Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This hour is being brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Herbie, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
That is
Alexa
Dad. I really enjoyed watching this team, this White Sox team, become what they really did make the end of summer a lot of fun. Are they a team that can maybe reach beyond the limitations of the city and the south side of the city?
100%. We had so much fun watching this White Sox team. I mean, when you talk about Jose Abreu going off, right, and becoming the MVP candidate, at least the front runner for the MVP, and then Tim Anderson battling his own teammate in the MVP conversation, that was incredible. Watching the young Luis Robert develop, being able to watch his growth and knowing that you have that for so many years to come is so fun to watch. Eloy Jimenez, his power in that lineup. I mean, the fact that you could see the development and you can look for it going forward because, you know, they were talking about how the White Sox were going to be a rebuilding team for so many years. They caught up to themselves very quickly. And I think that injection of youth into the sport is what people have been hungry for so long. Tim Anderson just makes baseball so fun again. And you felt that on a national stage for sure.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Yeah, man, that was Alexa Datt on the show yesterday. We had a really good time talking with her, and you should check her out on MLB Network. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a lot of stuff that is planned for today's show. In fact, in a few minutes, we're going to talk with Dan Durkin. He's going to join us for his weekly hit. We're going to discuss the Bears' defense. I want to try and spend more time talking about the Bears' defense because it's so good. We've spent all this time over the last 4 days talking about the Bears offense, and even during transition with Dan, I'm sitting here telling you about the Bears offense and some of the problems that it has. I want to spend some time talking about this Bears defense and a couple of players that have righted themselves, guys that weren't playing particularly well that are starting to play well. So that's going to happen on the show today. I want to have a conversation with you about the Blackhawks and about what I describe as Blackhawk Camelot over the last decade and what that means as far as change goes with the Blackhawks in their rolling, we're going to call it a rolling rebuild that the Blackhawks are trying to sell to you, the Blackhawk fan, and you, the casual Blackhawk fan. There's also a pretty funny story about Cairo Santos and how he became a kicker that I was reading this morning from Patrick Finley that I wanted to share with you. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to get done on today's show. You can call us or text us at 312-644-6767. That is the way that you can enter the text zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. If you would like to watch the show, I'm wearing one of my White Sox caps today while I do the show from the office. twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. There's usually some good discussions that are going on while we are doing the show. And if you just want to stream, Alexa, play 670 The Score. You could do that too, and you can just hang out. You don't have to be an active participant. I know that you might be cleaning the house, or you are doing your work, or whatever it is that you're doing. You don't feel like you need to call or text or even want to watch, actively watch the show. You can just listen to it on the stream at 670 The Score. What Dan was saying about the Bears and their offense, and we were having a good time with Matt Nagy in the run game. Like, I think that we probably need to be resigned to that this offense is the offense that the Bears are going to have, and whether or not that can win the Super Bowl. Here's the thing. I believe that it can. I believe that their defense is good enough to make them a legitimate contender to win. Now, I say all of this before the most important stretch of the season for the Bears. I think these next five games over 6 weeks for them are crucial. It's crucial. And Parkins had asked me, would I sign up for 2-3? And actually, I would. If they end up out of this 7-4, I think they're still in great shape considering how the back end of their schedule works out. But there's a possibility looking at the teams that you're playing, and the Vikings are terrible, and even when they're good, Matt Nagy finds a way to beat them. But everyone else in that list, they could absolutely lose those games. And I think that that's part of the reason that Bears fans feel as uncomfortable as they do with this year's team. That there's some discomfort with it because you're looking, you're saying, okay, I know that they've won these games, and I know in some cases they've been lucky to do so. Can they win against a good team? And they're going to play some over the next 6 weeks. So I'm going to take a break. When we come back, Dan Durkin's going to join me. I love his breakdowns, and you will too. I want to ask him whether or not this defense is Super Bowl worthy. We will talk to him about that, and we'll get your thoughts on it next here on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Always a joy to talk to Jerry DiNardo.
Like in the Big Ten, you're out for 21 days if you test positive as a player. Three of us really do control most of our actions as it relates to COVID. How we live and how we act. Well, these young people have to get it. If they want to play, they've been given the opportunity. Do the right thing and you have a great chance to play them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 TheScore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is being brought to you by Power Play Distributors.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
At J. JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just